The lives of people we think we know can prove surprising. Commentator and psychiatrist Alyssa Eli learned the truth about a colleague's background, and it turned out just at the right time.
It was an important meeting. The patient's sister sat with wet eyes in the team room, listening to a list of options for end-of-life care. The patient was too ill and demented to make decisions, and she was the guardian. If your brother stops breathing, do you think he would want CPR? What about being put on a ventilator, a G-tube, intravenous hydration, antibiotics? Our team nurse, who fed, bathed, medicated, and knew the patient better than anyone else, sat in a corner. He was quietly alert, one ear to the hallway for any emergency, one eye to the box of tissues in case it became empty. Our team nurse has led many lives, but only the broadest details are known to me. Not because he's concealed them, but because our days together are so filled with fires there's no time left for personal questions. In the hospital, years pass working side by side, and then one day it no longer seems right to ask. I was ticking off boxes on the medical directive form. Each question increased the distance between the ones asking and the ones answering. There was no disputing it. Our work was this family's catastrophic sorrow. We were infinitely far apart. I was explaining the difference between a stomach-feeding tube and a venous-feeding catheter when the patient's sister leaned forward. "Excuse me," she said, and turned to the nurse. Her voice, which for the last hour had been broken and tearful, suddenly sounded decisive. "Excuse me, but didn't you used to do my taxes?" The nurse looked at her closely. "I believe I did," he said. "You had an office in Chelmsford." "I still do." "Does your son still play those Scrabble tournaments?" "He does," said the nurse. "That's the damnedest thing," said the patient's sister. She turned back to me. "I'm sorry," she said. "I hope that's not inappropriate." Her voice was full of relief. We were all relieved. It wasn't inappropriate. On the contrary, we had someone in common now. We were among friends.
Alyssa Eli lives in Massachusetts.